And said that the men are the most precious of all living things, and things like that you have heard. They are right or they are wrong in that. This is becomes only true when only when God dwells in them. When God does not dwell in men, they are nothing. They are not even as good as even an animal. We have to understand this point clearly. Do you follow? So if a man meets God's expectation of love, in other words, the man is occupied by God's love, then would the universe all around him, all creation around that man, instantly become the valuable thing or the valueless thing? True, it becomes the most valuable thing the moment God's love is connected to that man. Then you can imagine, would God come close to you, the chin to chin, and stay there like that? Or would God stay rather far from you, and then you stay in one the other end, and all the universe are right in between in regard and you, and then yet your mind is drawn to God's mind all around to encompass everything. Which way should God stay? Just to you, close chin to chin, or stay way up and embrace every the created things? Second or first?
Well, what is?
Why? Why?
보다 다양한 자극을 느끼어서. 보다 다양한 자극을 느끼어서.
Well, in one word, stay for each other and have everything in there, so that you will have more variety of stimulation.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
So that you have a
variety of stimulation.
Then why is this more variety of stimulation? Why is this stimulation necessary for God and for man? It is built that way too. The love, here's love, and the love does not operate just automatically. Or it does automatically, but when you give stimulation to that, then this love becomes stronger and more variable, and the more wider in its
effect.
So it is never difficult to imagine God created the man, every essence of the animal, the plant, and every essence of the entire universe right into one man, right into every man. God has created the man like that, and instead of going right into the man's mind, but he stayed far and waited until that he grows and have everything connected with him. In other words, like the man would wait until the tree grow up and blossom before the man will appreciate the tree, same way God has created the man and waited for them to grow and to blossom in their mind. So there definitely was a waiting period, like you have a waiting period in everything. God had a waiting, so that your mind grows and your body grows, and your mind is equipped with all the necessary things, and your body is equipped with all the mature things, and then grow to a certain point, which is a change of your own nature in that way, and that's what we call puberty in men. Likewise, God has waited something of that moment of all the creation of His.
这很个别。
Now, can you imagine that God did this? Then why did God create man? The question, why did God create man? Why? Or the purpose of God's creating man. What was his purpose?
Well,
you have heard something, didn't you? Certainly. Why did God create man? So that he will love man. Love mankind.
사랑하는 물건을 만들기 위해서. 사랑은 사랑하는 우주를 만들기 위해서. 사랑하면서 우주가 사랑을 받을 수 없다고 말이야.
And also, if you call that secondary, also the second reason is so that he can create everything. He can make every creation into lovable ones through man.
사랑할 수 있는 물건을 만들기 위해서. 우주가 사랑받을 수 있는 물건을 만들기 위해서.
In other words, to create all the things in the universe to be loved by God, the lovable by God.
만물도 사람을 사랑받는 사람을 사랑. 만물도 사람을 사랑받는 나를 그리고 왜 자기가 사랑을 가질 수 있는 것인가? 사랑받을 수 있는 것인가?
This is why all things, animal and the plant and all things, are waiting. The day to be loved also. To be loved in this case by man. When the man is loved by God, then all things for the first time will be loved by God. Then why? So that the animal and the plant also can be the subject or object of love. Like we. Isn't that a fantastic? Isn't that a wonderful idea? And this is the reality. And then third reason why God created man. Like we all know, the God is not visible with our eyes, and we don't know how he is, what he looks like, if you call it that. Although we love by spirit, still, when you really go deeper and deeper, and when your senses develop sharper and sharper, then you still want God with a definite form. Now, maybe you don't mind, but as the time goes on, and your mind never satisfied until you see the actual God himself. So God has created the created man because without the form, no matter how the spirit, there's a strong spirit still, the man eventually cannot feel anything, cannot feel the real feeling of God. So to give God himself the real image that just like we, God has created the man.
Alpha?
Do you understand?
Alpha, no, Alpha.
Do you or don't you understand?
Yes.
Well, these are the most essential questions. Very important question, in fact, and not difficult to understand either. But if you ask these questions to ministers in the church or any leading man in the religion who is supposed to teach you all that, what do they say? You ask him, why did God created a man? Then he thinks a moment, and the only answer he can give is, maybe God felt like it. Yeah, that's all he knows, and that's all he can say. Actually, it's simple enough for you for your answer, but is that really a wonderful answer, or is that the answer which really doesn't mean very much to you? It doesn't explain you anything, does it?
자, 이런 내용 좀 물어봐. 하나님 사랑해, 사랑해. 하나님 사랑은 어떻게 하는
거지? So, without knowing all that detail, how can you love God? Or how can you hope to love God and maintain that?
이런 적인 걸 가지고는 만물을 속에서 하나님을 생각하고 사람을 봐도 하나님을 생각하고 전부 다 하나님의 사랑하면 뭐든 우주가 전부 다 하나님을 볼 때는 세계에 무한무한한 가치를 들을 이렇게 보여 세상이 다 좋구나 내 자신의 가치를 안다 그러지
So in course of restoration we will have to know everything almost be able to explain everything and understand then for the first time we look around the universe and we think about God and God starts to have a more meaning and a deeper meaning
in
the universe. Then we talk about, we just talk that God has the image. That what kind of image would he have then? How would he look if you looked at him directly? What kind of shape would he be
having?
And when did God shape himself to be shown to the people? When did he do that?
Adam and Eve 완성할 때, Adam and Eve 완성하도록 말미암아 그 일이 가능한 거야. Adam과 타락하지 않은 인류의 시절 그 영상이 전하려면 하나님 아버지 어머니 형상이 된다 그래요. 그래서
And that is possible when God perfected Adam and Eve. When unfallen, not fallen, Adam and Eve would have come into the world, then it would have perfected, then that would take the perfect shape of God. In other words, God himself looked like them. God built Adam and Eve in his own image. We can see his image when we see Adam and Eve first. So, when that materializes, when that connection is well made, God and the love of the Adam and Eve become one, wherever you go, everything is connected with the love. Nothing is not connected with the love. Everything is in the realm of love.
자, 아담 하와가 타락하지 않았으면 하나님의 형상을 잃기 때문에 여기 지상에 아버지 어머니도 있지만서도 천상에 아버지 어머니도 계신단 말이에요. 생각하는 거예요.
So God in the kingdom of heaven and here on earth, God's own body is created. Then the here, the God can dwell in on earth just as well as He dwells on up on heaven with the spiritual body. Of Adam and Eve up in kingdom of heaven as well.
그러면 사람 지은 것은 하나님의 사랑을 통해서 하나님 자신의 완성을 위한 것이 아니라 된다.
In other words, you see, in other words, God created the man to perfect himself.
사람을 위한 것?
In centered around God, around love. Centering around love. God wanted to make himself perfect only after he creating the perfect man.
Are you understand?
Do you understand? Now you have come to the staggering the truth.
인간화 때문에 하나님이 완성 동시에 하나님의 이성의 중심인 사랑이 완성된다.
Just imagine that man, or we see the man, and just the man, by man becoming good and perfect, through man, God himself become perfect. And without these men, and God's ideal love is completed because of man. Then we ask questions to ourselves. Then are we worthy of it? Then are we now worthy of making the perfect God now, making the God into perfection? Are we capable of doing it?
사랑 이상 왜 하나님을 너희들이 만드셨어?
And to perfect the ideal of love, the God's ideal of love. to you, it must be possible, but is it now possible to you? We have to question ourselves. Well, give a simple question, the answer. Is it possible now, or it is not possible yet?
Not possible yet.
Of course, the answer is very simple. It is not quite possible yet.
Well,
that's how it is.
Well, it's difficult.
Then why is it not possible yet? Why? Why is it not possible yet for you to make God perfect at this moment?
Because
of
fallen.
Because of fall, yeah.
Fallen man.
Because of the fall of the mankind, the human ancestry, and as a result, all of us remain. So, is fall good or bad? How bad? We just even cannot, we cannot even explain how bad it is. Just imagine, you had once had the very dear wife, a very dear husband, and you were in such a perfect happiness, you feel, but they betrayed you. You know, the husband ran away, the wife ran away with another man. Then everything that belongs to her, everything that belongs to him in your room, the gold rings and diamond rings which you knew you can never change it with the world, what it become? Does it become the same value, or you just don't even want to look at it? You want to dump that into the sewage, no matter how much it costs. You want to burn everything out. How would you feel? You want to throw everything away and destroy everything, don't you?
Yes.
Would have been the same idea God would have felt when mankind fell. And of course we can go on, and we will have no end in trying to experience how God felt. It's a death, it's a dying God experience. Has it become 1 hour? Yes. So we talked to our father talked to you about God and about man for 1 hour. So that is not enough now.
No.
Well, why does sermon last more than 1 hour? In Anglican church, maybe 20 minutes is over. But you can go on, and you want still, you want some more, won't you?
Yeah.
Something that has to have love. Of course, we have no time of the day. So we must realize that we exist to become an object, so that object will become the subject, perfect one. God's love, perfect one. So, who am I? Well, actually we, each individual of us are composed of cell of the entire man. The one, you know, the cell. So one cell of a human body. So this is how man starts from one cell. Then we ask question to ourselves and to others, what is the kingdom of heaven like? It's rather simple in description. Then you can imagine what is the kingdom of heaven. Then you can imagine the kingdom of heaven. And there's a giant perfect man, and there's a huge giant perfect woman, and they are in perfect unison and perfect love. And everything. And that the huge woman and the huge man, perfect man and woman, and you, every one of us, are the component of it, the cell. Do you understand? The billions of cells you have in your body. Likewise, there's a huge perfect man and a perfect woman. And the billions of those cells are made of the individuals of man. And that is, and not the imperfect man, but perfect man and woman. So that perfect man and woman, in other words, that parents become healthy and they have an original healthy love, and so do the every one of the cells. And they become perfect, and they become healthy, and they become in love too. Do you understand? Well, the some women are not pretty. The same token, some men are not. Well, of course, there's no standard yet, but if you feel that way, think, well, I must be the soul of God. You know, the feet of God instead of his face. It has its purpose, you know, the soul. It's important, but it doesn't show to everyone. So it doesn't have to be pretty. You know, you look at your soul, you look at your feet. If the soul is very delicate, you know, like a delicate the puri dough, how can God work on them? Then he can think, I make it possible for God to work on because I'm occupying right there. And sometimes, you know, someone is bound to occupy the cell or the part of the God's hip or the buttocks. And when he wants to sit down, he doesn't say, excuse me, even. He just sits right on. And you say, well, we are making God possible to sit because he's sitting on me, you think. To you, is this hip necessary or not necessary? You can't even see it, but without this, you can't do anything. You can't even see it. And this is no far away comparison. This is a real analogy. This is a real, right to the point analogy. Man is like a big tree. Huge, several thousand years old tree. And it is true. It is the way they are. The men are huge old trees. So, everyone around us, if you look at the big eyes, then it is you. It is none other than you. Every one of us, myself, because we all. The one is you are here maybe, and he's there, and this and this cell to contradict each other in your for the whole body. Certainly we don't. So you must regard yourself that you're the face that you constitute the face of God. You know, what happens if you stay right here? If this is you, then God look at you all the time, and if there's a slightest imperfection, you know, little pimple coming off, God will just take it off. So we must feel that we had better be perfect, otherwise God will take it off. So if you think you are really the wonderful, the valuable, and occupy the cell of God's face, then you must understand that God watches over you 24 hours. God doesn't watch here 24 hours. Do you love Father or not?
Yes!
You say that, and actually you feel that, but you are like that. But if you are to live with Father 24 hours face to face, would you be still enjoying, or would you want the while? Well, I want the rest of while. Then you want to get away from it. No matter how good it is, it's just the moment you want to get away. So when you apply this logic, everybody is saying,
저리 여기 저 여기 잘 나고 여기 잘 보장 잘 나고 군대 잘 났지 얼굴 사람 나갔다. 그 돈을
So it is a perfect understanding. You can understand perfectly well that you sometimes rather prefer to be here, you know, or you are happy that you are staying here, and I'm here sometimes instead of face, because face you have to face to him face to face for 24 hours.
그래서 얼굴은 언제나 웃으려 하나님 잡아 잘생겨서 웃어.
This is why the face of everyone must be a smiling face, just like God. Smiling face has no place in the universe. Do you understand?
Yes.
Then should we disagree each other and should we fight each other centering around God's love? And think. Think every bit of your body is necessary. Even the hate, the color of which you may hate, but still you know it's very valuable, your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so is every other the part of the body. Now you can really understand that when Jesus said, you are the limb, you know, I am the temple and you are the limb. You are like a feet and the arms of Christ himself, or the original man himself. So this is never a justifying something, no, but this is the description of the way they really are. So never be proud because you're pretty or because you're handsome. Actually, they have no ground to be proud because of that. And never be disappointed because he's not pretty or he's not handsome. Because in the long run, in the big eyes, everybody is the same. Everybody is perfectly equal. And this is actually the way it is. So the principal and I, Father's topic this morning, then who is I? Who am I?
Huh? 뭐야 나는 뭐야?